Lord, we are so thankful that the Word of God is there for us to lead us, to guide us, to correct us, and to direct us. And Lord, we need that today.
主要我们非常感恩神的话就在那里，在那里引导我们，引导我们，纠正我们，然后是鼓励我们，我们非给我们方向，我们非常高兴有这样的话。
And so we come in our weakness, but we're looking to you for strength and for understanding today as we consider your truth.
因为我们来呢，我们是软弱的，但是我们祈求，您赐给我们力量，到我们开始学习您的话的时候。
And we give thanks now for all these things in Jesus' name.
我们为这些所有的一切献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, last week we considered a number of things in Titus, but before that, I suggested to you that you should consider some of the truths of God that are directed towards widows.
因为上星期呢，因为我们讲了一些，因为你们大家一些问题，所以呢，他就布置了家庭作业，就是说去找一些相关于那寡妇的经文。
And I did that because many of you are like widows.
因为我去做了这个功课，是因为呢，你们。 很多人呢，都跟那个寡妇是类似，有类似的情况。Some
of you don't have husbands.
你们中间有些人呢，没有丈夫。And
some of you have husbands who don't love the Lord Jesus and consequently do not fully understand and therefore cannot help you as you would like.
因为实际上你们那边有些人呢，有丈夫，但是他们却不信主，他不信主呢，所以在你想要他帮助你的时候呢，他没有办法帮助你。And
so the first thing that I wanted you to consider is the fact that in the Bible, the Lord places a great priority on his love for widows.
所以呢，我讲这个话的意思呢，就是在圣经里呢，神呢把那个对寡妇的爱呢，就放在一个很靠前的位置上面。Often
that priority is linked to the fatherless, children who don't have a father, wives who don't have a husband. God reaches out to them in a special way.
实际上呢，通常呢，这些寡妇呢，她是因为她没有那个孩子，没有父亲，妻子没有丈夫，所以神呢，对他们的关照呢，是用一种特殊的方式来进行。And
I encourage you, therefore, just to rest in that declaration of the Lord that he is going to continue to reach out to those of you who are in distress because your husband is not able to or is just not doing all that he could do.
因为我就是告诉大家呢，因为神已经宣称了这样的事情，所以呢，你们应该去依靠这个，当你们在生活中呢有苦难的时候。 你们的丈夫呢，不能帮助你们的时候，这个时候你要依靠着主，在圣经里这些经文，对寡妇的爱的这样的一些经文。Now
a parallel encouragement is this, that the Lord has given to you many friends who are in like circumstances.
所以实际上呢，这里的呢。 要讲到的呢，就是说主呢，给了你们很多跟你们情况类似的人和你们在一起。And
as I look at this screen, and as I look at the chapel, I find many with similar concerns.
因为今天看看这个屏幕上，在教堂里我看大家人的时候呢，有很多人呢都有类似的情况。
And last night I was praying for those of you who are widows or who are like widows. And I said, I wonder how many there are that I could pray for like that.
因为昨天晚上呢，他就为你们中间有些是寡妇的，有些跟寡妇情况类似的祷告。他在祷告的时候呢，他就在想呢，在我们教会有多少人是这种情况呢？
And I had a list of many names as I was praying last night.
现在他有个名单呢，上面有很多人，他昨天晚上都为他们祷告。
Now, let me encourage you to be friends with one another and friends with others in the assembly who are maybe not widows.
现在我就是说呢，鼓励大家，鼓励大家呢，互相呢交朋友，就算是在教会里其他的人不是寡妇的，你们也跟他们交朋友。
When we were little children, we grew up in a house with a mother and father who loved us.
当他还是个孩子的时候呢，他们家里呢是有父母呢爱他们。
But there were many others in our house very often.
因为在他家里呢，通常呢会有很多人。
And these were friends of my mother in particular who had not married. They were single women and they in effect lived somewhat like widows.
所以呢，实际上呢，当中的很多人都是他妈妈的朋友，他们那些人呢，从来没有结婚，是单身，所以他们的情况呢，是跟寡妇是类似的。
But these ladies encouraged one another greatly, and they were together often, and they were together often in our house.
所以这些姐妹们呢，她们就互相鼓励，她们呢通常呢在一起聚会，然后通常呢也会在我们家里。
So when I was a little boy, I had lots of aunties.
所以呢，他当他还是个小男孩的时候呢，他有一堆的那个姨。
That was a great blessing to me, and hopefully our family was an encouragement to some of those others.
所以呢，这个呢是对我有极大的激励。当然呢，我们的家人呢，对很多其他的人呢，也是有极大的鼓舞。
Now all of this just to address the general question of, and we've been going through Titus. We talk about what a goodly woman should be, what a godly woman should be, what a godly man should be, and there should be a balance. But if in fact you're in a partial family, either without a godly wife or without a godly husband, or without godly parents or children, hang on. God loves you anyway, and he's going to reach out to you.
因为这里面呢，刚才讲的一堆呢，就是针对我们是提多书里面的那些问题。因为提多书里讲到呢，作为一个妇女应该是怎么样的，一个老年妇女应该怎么样，作为一个男人应该是怎么样的，老年男人应该是怎么样的。所以这所有的一切呢，不管就是说你现在处在一个什么情况，或者你处在一个不完整的家庭，你没有一个属神的丈夫，没有一个属神的妻子。 或者没有一个属神的父母，或者没有一个属神的孩子，你不要担心，因为神爱你，神会关心你的。Titus
talks about the happy godly family, the happy godly assembly, but it isn't always the case. We just carry on serving the Lord as we should, and he will bless us.
所以呢，提多书谈到呢一个幸福的属神的家庭，属神的教会，但是呢，情况通常不是这样的。但是呢，你们大家呢，都不要担心，因为神会爱我们的。
All right. Well, we'll start chapter 3 unless there are any other questions we should deal with before we get into chapter 3.
因为我们今天现在要开始第三章, 除非在这之前你们大家有任何问题我们需要应对的, 所以现在在我们学习之前可以提问。
Any question? Any comments?
有任何的问题或者是你有自己的看法呢?
Cherry, go ahead.
Cherry said when she looked at that verses you recommended about the widow, she said most of the verses just emphasize don't marry to a widow. So she didn't understand that because she said if the widow's husband died, why the Lord don't want the man marry to a widow.
All right. Well, I'm not sure that that's what most of the verses say.
但是他不是很确定是很多经文在讲那个。你能举个例子吗? I'm mute, Jersey.
不是很多，就是有一些我看到了，我还专门往前面看了看，后边看了看。后来我说的这个寡妇叫谁？是。She
said, there's not a lot, just a few verses.
Yes, and some of those verses, Chelsea, relate primarily to the Old Testament priests.
但是这些有些经文呢，实际上都是在旧约里面，相对于旧约的情况而讲。And
I'm not sure of all the reasons for that, but one of the reasons may be that a widow maybe has special stresses in her life. Maybe more stresses than the Old Testament priests should have to deal with.
其实他也不是很确定那些经文到底是讲的什么，但是呢，他讲到的呢，是在旧约时代那些寡妇呢，可能他们有生活中有很多的苦难，很多的苦难需要那个当时的祭司来采取应对措施。
But in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, I think he's speaking to the Corinthians, and he says the widows should marry.
实际上呢，在新约里呢，使徒保罗他讲的，在格林多书里讲到说呢，寡妇应该结婚。
So that's the fact that the priests were cautioned against marrying widows is not a principle for the whole of Scripture. It was specific for the priests.
所以实际上呢，这旧约那个祭司呢，对那些寡妇所设定的规定呢，不是一个总的一个原则，通常只是那些祭司个别的针对某几个人而说的。
What encouraged me as I read over those verses on widows was that the Lord specifically cares for them and he commands the people of God to go out of their way to care for them.
实际上当我读到这些关于寡妇的经文的时候，对我极大鼓舞的就是说，主是命令我们这些属神的人呢，去关照关心那些寡妇。
Many times the widows, those without a husband, are noted as having an extra big heart for the things of God. They realize that what they need is from God. They can't rely on their husbands, but they do rely on the Lord. That's a good thing.
所以日常的通常呢，里面谈到的这些寡妇呢，他们都有一颗极大的向主的心，所以他们通常呢，他们是依靠着主，他们把整个都献给主，而不是依靠着他自己的丈夫。All
right, any more on that or anything else?
所以呢，有没有还类似的问题或者其他的问题？
All right, let's go to the book of Titus, chapter 3.
那么呢，我们就来学习提多书的第三章，大家可以翻到这里。
And verses 1 and 2 read, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and to show true humility toward all men.
基督书第三章第一二节，你要提醒众人，叫他们顺服做官的、掌权的、遵他的命，预备行各样的善事，不要毁谤，不要争竞，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。
Now, when you first read that, you may be like me and you may say, well, that's obvious. That's pretty simple.
所以呢，如果你第一次读这样的经文呢，你就跟我一样，你说这个当然是很明显的，是非常简单的。
We are all to be nice people.
所以呢，我们都要做好人。
But sometimes that's very hard.
有时候呢，做好人非常难。Sometimes
you go through life and this is wrong and that is wrong and you might say, oh.
那有时候在你人生里呢，这也不对，那也不对，有人说啊。And
so the Lord says, no, don't you be like that. You just be nice. When somebody meets you, you smile.
所以那主呢告诉我们说，那你不要像那样。如果你碰到谁的时候呢，你保持微笑。We're
supposed to be subject to rulers and authorities.
我们应该呢顺服做官的、掌权的。Now
I find that difficult. One day a policeman pulled me over.
我发现这个呢不是很容易，因为有一天呢一个。 警察把我停在路边。He
said you shouldn't have turned there.
那你不应该在那里转弯。Well,
I looked around. There was no traffic jam. There was no problem. Nothing was wrong. It was a dumb rule, but I wasn't as pleasant as I should have been.
实际上呢，当时呢，我看了一下那交通呢。 也不怎么塞，车也路上呢，也什么也没什么车，所以呢，我觉得那这个是个很愚蠢的规定。为什么我不能在那里转弯呢？但实际上呢，按照规则呢，我是不能那么做的。And
even though there was no problem, he gave me a ticket anyway.
所以尽管没有任何的问题，他仍然给我一张罚单。And
I wasn't happy.
但是我还不高兴。And
he was right, and I was wrong.
因为他是对的，我是错的。And
we're supposed to be subject, we're supposed to be obedient, we're supposed to do whatever is good.
所以呢，实际上我们必须呢顺服执政的，服从那个官长。 所以不管什么事好的，我们都要服从。That
is not always easy.
这个并不是说很容易去做。Now,
we're to slander no one, we're to be peaceable, we're to be considerate, We're to show humility.
And
all of these are there in order to show to the world that we serve a loving Savior. He's good to them. He sends the rain. He sends the sunshine. He sends the harvest to them. We should be nice too.
因为我们所有的做这一切的刚才上面讲的这些要向世人显示我们在服侍一个有大有爱的主这个主呢是他降下来雨是他升起了太阳是他给了他们丰收所以呢我们也应该对他们好一点。
All right, so the next verses now are they're very long. It's almost the apostle sometimes writes in long sentences, and that's the kind of thing we've got coming up.
因为下面这几句经文呢，就是说是比较长。那个使徒呢，他经常写那个经文的时候呢，他会写一个。 很长的一个句子，所以我们现在要来看看。
He begins by saying in verse 3, at one time, we too were foolish.
开始第一句话就是我们从前也是无知。
That means when we become Christians, we must no longer act like foolish people. We're supposed to act graciously, humbly, and kindly.
实际上呢，这里基本上讲的是，当我们成为基督徒呢以后呢，我们不要是像从前那样无知，我们应该有恩慈，我们应该也对人友好，我们应该好好对人。
What characterized us before we became Christians was we were foolish, disobedient, deceived and enslaved.
实际上在我们成为基督徒之前呢，我们是什么样的？有几个特点呢？也是无知的、悖逆的、受迷惑的，服侍各样私欲和厌恶。
Now some people when they become Christians say, well, I'm not that bad, but I guess I'll become a Christian anyway.
有些人说呢，在我成为基督徒之前呢，我并没有那么坏，所以，但是我仍然决定，我就还是要成为基督徒。And
then the more we learn about the Lord Jesus, and the more we learn about life, the more we realize that, yes, we were foolish. We were disobedient. We were deceived.
实际上，当我们学到更多的 关于我们的主耶稣基督学了更多的圣经知识以后呢，我们意识到我们就是无知的、悖逆的、受迷惑的。So
when someone becomes a Christian, he spends a lot of time learning to think differently and to act differently.
所以很多人成为基督徒以后呢，他们一直尝试着要去用不同的 方式去思考，去用不同的方式去行动。He
doesn't think foolish thoughts anymore. He shouldn't.
所以呢，他不再去想那些他不应该想的无知的事。He
used to be disobedient, but he says, "I'm not going to be disobedient anymore."
所以呢，这个人呢，通常呢，他是悖逆的。他就说呢，我不再悖逆。He
used to be deceived. But now as he reads his Bible, as he watches the life of other mature Christians, he says, I can't be that anymore. I'm not deceived anymore. I now can see that that behavior was wrong.
因为他是被欺骗的。当他读了圣经以后呢，他看了其他的那些成熟的基督徒所做的事呢，他说我现在呢，我不再像那样。 受人欺骗了，我知道什么是错的。
And lastly, he says, I used to be enslaved, by all kinds of passions and pleasures.
后面讲呢, 我曾经呢, 服侍各样私欲和厌乐。
When a person first becomes a Christian, he often might say to himself, you know, I do a lot of things that are very, very unwise and foolish.
一个人呢, 当他成为基督徒以后, 通常说呢, 我通常呢, 做了一些不明智的和, 愚蠢的事。
Some people say when they become a Christian, I smoke. I smoke cigarettes in the old days. They used to smoke pipes and other things. Now they have vaping and who knows what. God says that's just foolish and it is it's a passion that enslaves. And that Christian has got to say, I can't do that anymore.
像呢，有些基督徒呢，他在成为基督徒之前呢，他抽烟，他就说通常呢，或者是用烟管抽烟，他就那抽很多，他就这吞云吐雾的。他说我神说那样不对，所以现在呢，我不应该那么去做。Some
people, that is a big problem to get over that particular enslavement.
所以有些人呢，他就说呢，有很难戒掉那样的一些坏习惯。
I heard the story some time ago about two men who were drunk one night, and they were walking on the street, and they heard a church service going on in the building.
因为我听到这么一个故事，有两个人呢，有一天晚上呢，他们两个人都喝醉了，然后他们在街上走的时候呢，他们看到路边有一个教堂里正在讲道。
One drunk said to the other, I challenge you. I dare you to come into that meeting with me, hear about God.
所以呢，其中一个喝醉的人呢，就跟另外一个说呢，我赌你敢不敢和我一起进到那个教堂里去听那个神的话。
And they both went in, and they sat at the back, and they listened to the sermon.
然后他们两个都进到了那教堂，然后他们就坐到后排的位置上，他们开始听讲道。When
it was over, the preacher said, if you would like the Lord Jesus to save you, you come forward now and I will show you how you can have your sins forgiven, how you can be freed from your sin and how you can live a new life.
现在在那个讲道结束的时候呢，那个讲道人呢跟下面说呢，如果你想得救，你就来到前面来，来到前面来呢，我就可以告诉你，你的罪怎么样可以被赦免，你可以怎样远离你的罪，你可以怎样有一个新的人生。
They both went forward, and they both accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and after a while, both of them became full-time preachers for God.
所以呢，他们两个人呢，都到前面去了，他们两个人呢，都接受了主耶稣为他的个人救主，然后呢，过了一段时间以后呢， 他们两个人都成了一个全职的传道人。It
was many years later that they met one another again.
所以呢，很多年以后呢，他们互相呢又碰面了。And
they said to one another, do you remember that night when we were drunk, when we went into that service?
所以他们互相都说，你记得那天晚上吗？当时我们都喝醉了。
And they talked about it, and then one of them said, you know, I have never had a drop of liquor since.
所以呢，他们就互相说，他有一个其中一个跟另一个说，你知道吗？从那以后，我一滴酒都没喝过。
The other one said, that's exactly the same as me.
另外一个说呢，那我也是这样的，一模一样。
And the first one said, you know, it's so wonderful. I've never even wanted a drop of liquor since. I was completely delivered from that slavery.
有一个人呢说呢，你知道吗？我甚至连想都不想，从那以后想都不想喝酒。我完完全全从那个服侍里面从那个被他奴役的那个情况下被解脱出来了。
And the other one said, and I was completely delivered from the slavery too, but there's never been a day since that I didn't want that liquor.
另外一个也说呢，是啊，我也完完全全从那个酒精的奴役下被解脱出来了。我甚至没有一天我想要喝酒。
Now God says, but we better read the words here. We were disobedient, deceived. We were enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. The Lord will deliver us, but sometimes it's going to be just that easy. And sometimes it's going to be a continual fight.That God will be with us under both circumstances, we must not continue to be enslaved by passions and pleasures.
所以这句经文讲呢，我们曾经是服侍各样的私欲和厌乐，但是呢，你信了主以后呢，有时候呢，你就很快，就像很简单的，就从那里面解脱出来了。但有时候呢，你会有不断的反复，不断的争斗，所以你不要担心，在两种情况下，神都会与我们同在，来帮助我们。
He goes on, he says, we used to live in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. We used to hate people. We don't do that anymore.
这里讲的呢，接着说我们曾经活在恶毒和嫉妒当中，是可恨的，又彼此相恨，所以我们信了主以后呢，我们不再恨人了。
And we had, over the years, there were two women in our assembly.
所以呢，就是在我们教会里呢，有两个女人。
Each of them had the same story.
他们两个人的故事都是一样的。
Before they were Christians, they were very, very unpleasant women.
所以在他们两个成为基督徒之前呢，他们是非常非常不高兴的女人。
After they became Christians, they became the nicest women you could ever meet.
在他们成为基督徒以后呢，他们两个都成为了你所能碰到的最友好的女人。
And so sometimes when I'm asked, does God change lives? I say, of course he does. And I remember those two lovely ladies.
有时候我问自己，我说神会改变人吗？但是答案是，是的，神会改变，因为这个时候我想起了那两个可爱的女人。
And Paul explains to Titus why this happened. He says in verse 4, but when the kindness of love, the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us.
因为使徒保罗说呢，其实上在第四节，但到了神，我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候。
So when he saves us, he doesn't just take our sins away. He gives us new life. We get to be born again. And the new life he gives us is different than the old life.
因为当我们得救的时候呢，神呢不光是赦免了我们的罪，他给了我们一个新的人生，我们重生了，所以主呢给了我们一个重生的新的人生。
That's a thrilling thing. You listen to people who became Christians and you find out that God gave them a new life.
这是一个很神奇的事情。当你问那些得救的人的时候呢，神呢给了他一个新的生命。
And then Paul goes on in verse 5, and he explains how God saved us.
所以呢，使徒保罗接着来到第五节，他来解释神是怎么样救我们的。
He didn't save us because of the righteous things that we had done.
所以他并不是因为我们做了有行了义的事而得救我们。
God didn't say to those two drunks that night, if you stop drinking, and you stop swearing, and you stop doing all those bad things that you do, then I'll save you.
所以神当天晚上呢，并没有对那两个喝醉酒的人说，如果你停止喝酒，你停止那个做其他的那些所有的坏事，我就会救你。
He said, I'll save you. And then you can change, then you can be different. But I've got to save you first in order to make you different. Don't say, I'll be different, God will save me. You say, God, you save me, and you help me be what I should be.
你人说呢，我会先救你，救了你以后呢，然后我就会把你变成不一样。所以呢，神是先救你，然后再把你变成一样。你不要跟神说，啊，你先把我改变，然后再救我。你要跟神说，啊，你先救我，然后神就会改变你。
Did he save us again, verse 5? Not by righteous things that we had done, but because of his mercy.
第五节继续说呢，他救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯。
He saved us by the washing of rebirth.
所以他拯救我们，藉着重生的洗。
That's hard to understand.
这个呢，非常难理解。
But in general, it means this. He saved us. It's like a little boy who's been in the mud. And the Lord saved him. Sorry, the mother saves him and completely washes him, gives him new clothes, and then it's easy for the boy to stay out of the mud again.
这里讲到的呢，就是说这个重生的洗呢，就像一个小男孩，他在一个泥坑里，在泥坑里浑身沾满了泥，然后他妈妈呢，把他从泥坑里拉出来，把他洗干净，给他呢一件新衣服穿。
God saves us. It isn't just that he washes us on the outside. He transforms us on the inside. He gives us new birth.
神呢，他不光是把我们外面洗干净了，他也完完全全的改变了我们的内在。所以神呢，给我们了一个新的出生。
Because he's given us a new life, it's easy for us to live that new life.
因为神呢给了我们一个新的生命，所以呢这样让我们更容易的去活出这样一个新的生命。
And not only that, but he gives us the Holy Spirit to make us new.
所以不光是这样，神也把他的圣灵给了我们，让我们变成全新的。
So the natural man, he says, I'm not sure what to do today. And the devil and some of his friends usually say, let's go and we will do something bad. It'll be fun. It'll be bad, but it'll be fun. Let's go and do it.
一般的人呢，他们通常呢，他们就说呢，啊，我不知道，我今天无所事事。然后呢，魔鬼呢和他的朋友就说，啊，你没事干，我们就去干点坏事。这个坏事呢，虽然是坏事，但是很好玩。
But when someone is born again, he says, what should I do today? And the Holy Spirit is in him. And the Holy Spirit says, let's do this. I will help you.
因为当一个人成圣得救以后呢，他说：“我今天应该做点什么事儿呢？”那个圣灵在他里面的圣灵就说：“呢，让我们去做点这样的事儿，我会去帮助你。”
And we go and find some Christian friends, and we do it together, and it's a whole lot nicer.
所以呢，我们出去找一些基督徒的朋友，这样呢，我们一起去做这样的好事儿，这样呢，就远远的好。
It's not always as much fun, but it certainly is always far better, both for us and for others and for eternity. It's a value. The Holy Spirit is leading us.
实际上呢，我们去做那样的事呢，不一定就是说通常都好玩，但是呢，它远远的对我们、对其他的人、对我们的永恒。
So when you're deciding what to do, just ask yourself this question. Say, I'm going to do it. And then you say to the Holy Spirit, do you think we should do that? Because he's going to go with you.
因为当一个基督徒他要做什么事情的时候呢，你问自己说，我们应该做这样的事情吗？所以呢，你要去问圣灵，你说我该去做这件事情吗？ 因为圣灵会和你在一起。And
so when we realize we're walking in the Holy Spirit, far easier to do what is right.
所以呢，当我们知道圣灵与我们同行的时候呢，就特别容易去做正确的事情。Now
what do we know about the Holy Spirit? Verse 6.
因为我们知道圣灵会做什么呢？第六节。
It says, regarding the Holy Spirit, God poured out the Spirit on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
第六节说呢，圣灵就是神，藉着耶稣基督，我们救主，厚厚浇灌在我们身上。So
when Jesus saved us, how much of the Holy Spirit did he give us?
当主耶稣基督救了我们的时候，他给了我们多少圣灵呢？
And the answer is a whole lot.
答案是呢，很多。
He gave us the Holy Spirit generously.
他非常慷慨地把圣灵赐给我们。
Sometimes, especially when I was younger, I would sit down for supper and I would look at the plate that they gave me, and the plate was big and the food was all over the plate. I said, wow, that looks so good.
一当还是个小男孩的时候呢，我通常坐下来等待他们给我吃的时候呢，他们会摆一个很大的盘子，然后盘子里面呢，大盘子里会装满了食物。
Many years ago, I lived in the United States and I graduated from university in the United States.
所以很多年以后呢，他在美国生活，然后呢，他从美国的一所大学里毕业了。And
I said, I'm not sure where I should go to work after graduating in the United States. I don't know where to go.
然后呢，他毕业以后呢，他说我不知道要到哪里去工作，因为他不知道要去哪里。And
somebody said, why don't you go to Texas or to Arizona? You could work in Texas or in Arizona. And I said, why?
有些人说呢，你可以去德克萨斯或者亚利桑那工作，你可以在那里找到工作。我说为什么我要去德克萨斯和亚利桑那州？
And they said, because when they serve steaks in Arizona and in Texas, they always serve big steaks.
所以呢，他说呢，在亚利桑那州和德克萨斯，当他们给你吃牛排的时候呢。
And I thought, I like that. I would like a generous helping of food rather than just a little bit.
因为我说呢，我喜欢那样，我喜欢 大家很慷慨地给我一大块食物，而不是说给我一点点吃。
Now we're all just a little bit envious today, because Michael is eating some good food.
所以我们今天呢都有点那个嫉妒，因为 Michael 现在在吃一个很美的午餐。
And Michael didn't phone me, and he didn't say, Harold, you come to my house and you can have some of my noodles with me.
所以呢 ，Michael 并没给他打电话，他说 Harold， 你今天来我家，你可以，我可以给你吃点面。
And I think we all would like to have a little bit of Michael's noodles right now.
所以我认为我们所有人现在都想吃一口 Michael 的面。
But this is what we can have. We can have the generous supply of the Holy Spirit of God.
这就是我们现在能有的。我们可以有神慷慨地赐给我们的圣灵。
Now that's a whole lot better than noodles.
这个比面好多了。
That's a whole lot better than steaks.
比那个信也更好。
How much of the Holy Spirit of God is he willing to give you?
所以呢，神呢要把多少的圣灵赐给你呢？
Answer, more than you need and more than you can handle. He will give the Holy Spirit of God to us generously.
所以呢，神会给你，比你需要的多得多的，神会刚慷慨的把圣灵赐给你。
Okay, what's the implication of all that?
这些能够暗示什么呢？
Verse 7, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
第七节说呢，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
Okay, so what do I get? I get eternal life.
得到永生。
How do I know I get eternal life? By the Holy Spirit of God teaches me and helps me.
因为我怎么知道我得到永生呢？因为神的圣灵教导我，帮助我。
Does that make it easy or hard to serve, be subject to the rulers and authorities? And to be obedient. Does that make it hard or easy to be obedient?
这个呢比那个去顺服那个执政的掌权的容易呢还是比那个难呢？
And the answer is it makes it a whole lot easy.
答案是呢让这个变得非常的容易。
Yeah, far easier to do a little now when you know you're going to get a lot tomorrow than it would be to do if you didn't get anything tomorrow.
所以呢今天呢是做一点点你知道呢明天你会得到很多这个是远远比那个你今天做一点明天什么也得不到要容易得多。
We become heirs of the hope of eternal life.
所以呢我们变成了那个永生的那个盼望的后嗣。
Okay, just let that sink in a while. The hope of eternal life. What am I going to do 100 years from now?
所以呢你去想一想大家可以凭着永生的盼望你去想一下100年以后我会做什么呢
I'm going to be in heaven. I'm going to be living with Jesus. I'm going to do all kinds of good things. I'm going to have everlasting joy. It's marvelous.
100年后我会在天堂我会跟主耶稣基督在一起。我有很多的喜乐我会去做很多的事我有那个永恒的乐趣在里面。
And so I get a letter in the mail tomorrow, and the letter says, so sad, Harold, but your taxes have gone up, you're going to have to pay $500 more taxes.
所以你要多追加5万块钱的税款。
So what do I do? I won't pay that money.
所以那我会怎么做呢? 我说我不想付那笔钱。
Or do I say, $500, I'm going to heaven. What's $500?
因为是500块钱,如果500块钱我们去天堂,那500块钱是什么呢?
If you fill your head, your heart, your life with the Holy Spirit of God and the hope of eternal life, you can be nice.
因为如果你的内心呢,你整个身心的都充满那样的盼望,圣灵给你的盼望呢,你们这个去到天堂, 你就会变成一个很好的人。
You can be kind, you can be loving, you can even say no to the pleasures and passions of this life that would otherwise enslave you.
因为实际上呢,你会变得很友善,你会变得很有爱,你会很容易的去对这些呢, 奴役你的这个今生的那些私欲,那些事情, 很容易对他们说不。
So I've been telling some of the children and others that I've been singing a little chorus the last couple of weeks.
因为我告诉那些孩子们,还有其他一些人,在过去的那些晚上呢,我唱的一首歌。
And the chorus says, things are going to change someday. Trouble's going to fly away. Things are going to change for the better. And the better's going to stay.
因为他这讲呢,这个歌词是这样的,一切都会改变,那些呢,麻烦呢,困难呢,都会飞走,然后呢,神呢,就是事情呢,会变得更好。
The chorus goes on and says, in that happy land above, living with the Lord I love, things are going to change some happy day.
因为继续那歌词继续说呢,在那个天上的那一个可爱的地方住着我爱的主,然后呢,我会变得非常的幸福,非常幸福。
Sometimes you'll meet a little boy, and you'll say to the little boy, why are you happy today?
有时候你碰到一个小男孩,你就问那个小男孩,你今天为什么这么高兴啊?
And the little boy will say to you, because tomorrow is Christmas, and I'm going to get some new toys tomorrow.
所以那个小男孩就会告诉你说,明天就圣诞节了。 明天圣诞节呢,我会得到很多新玩具。
And you say to the boy, but aren't you afraid you might fall over and hurt yourself?
所以呢,你跟那个小男孩说,你害怕如果说你跌倒了,把你自己摔伤了吗?
And he says, if I fall over and I bruise myself, that's not bad. But you know what? Tomorrow is going to be Christmas and I'm going to get some new toys.
因为说如果我摔倒了,把我哪里摔伤了,其实也没关系,因为明天是圣诞节,圣诞节我会得到很多新的玩具。Now
live like that, that's verse 7, live like that, we have become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
因为实际上你第七节讲,你要把这样的事情活出来。 我这人呢是可以凭着盼望享受人永生。
Okay, what do the next words say?
下一节经文怎么说呢?
This is a trustworthy saying.
这话是可信的。Why
is that?
为什么要这么说呢?
Because many will say to you, oh, you can't believe that.
有很多人跟你说你不要相信那个。
You're very foolish if you listen to that. Many years ago, I spoke to my friend at work.
很多年前,他在工作的时候跟他朋友说话。
I said to my friend, I can't stay at work today. I said, my mother has died. I have got to go home and make arrangements. My mother has gone to glory.
我跟我的朋友说呢,今天我不能留下工作了,我必须回家,因为我妈妈死了,所以呢,我要回去做一些安排,所以我的妈妈呢,已经去到了荣耀里面去了。
He said to me, you can't say that. You can't say your mother has gone to glory.
所以他说你不能这么讲,不能说你妈妈进到了荣耀里面去了。
I said, of course I can. That's where my mother has gone.
所以他说,当然我可以这么说呢,因为这就是我妈妈去的地方。
He said, you can't believe that. I said, of course I can. That's what this book says. That's what my life says. That's well, the truth of God. It's true. We get to have the hope of eternal life. Don't let anybody talk you out of it.
因为他说你不能相信那个,我说我当然能相信那个。 因为这是整个圣经告诉我的,圣经里讲的就是这些,我的人生也告诉我这些,这些说呢,我会享受永生,所以呢,不要让别人说夺去了这些东西。The
devil says, don't believe it.
那个魔鬼说,不要相信圣经里的话。And
the world say, you can't believe it.
这个世界上的人呢,说你不能相信。
God says, this is a trustworthy saying. You can't believe it. It's trustworthy. Hallelujah.
神说这话是可信的, Hallelujah.
And so Paul says, now Titus, I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good.
因为第八节继续说呢,我也使徒保罗说,我也愿你把这些事切切实实地讲明,使那些以信神的人留心做正经事业,这都是美事。Do
you ever notice what it is we sing about the most in our church?
所以你应该注意到在我们教会里,我们通常唱的最多的歌是什么?
There are two themes that we sing about the most. Number one is Jesus died to save us.
有两个主题是我们唱的最多的。第一条呢就是主耶稣为我们而死,救我们。
Number two is we get to go to be with him in heaven.
第二个呢就是说我们要去天堂和他在一起。
With Jesus having died to save us behind us and the hope of heaven ahead of us, we just go sailing through life, la di da, la, everything's fine.
首先呢,主耶稣基督呢,他拯救了我们,所以呢,为我们而死,然后呢,我们就有那样,最后要去天堂,所以我们的人生就变得非常容易,你可以就大力的在那过。
Why do we say everything's fine? Because the greatest price that was ever paid was paid for our redemption in the past. And the most wonderful thing that could ever happen is that we go to heaven to be with him in the future. What can go wrong?
天堂这是一个很确定的事情,所以这两样我们还有什么担心的呢?
Alright, and so verse 8 ends, these things are excellent and profitable for everyone.
第八节结束的时候呢,这都是美事,并且与人有益。
Keep on telling people about it, keep on reminding yourself of it, keep on living it. Now Paul is saying to Titus, Titus, if you remember this, these are the truths that will transform those Cretans.
所以呢，使徒保罗跟提多说呢，提多你要记住这些，你如果记住了这些呢，这些真理都可以改变那里的克里特人。
They're a pretty tough people.
他们是一些很难搞的人。
You wouldn't want to have to transform them if you didn't have real power.
所以如果你没有真的权力，你不可能改变他们。
Paul says the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is good enough for the Cretans, and there it's good enough for you and me.
那个主耶稣基督的福音的信息呢，对克里特人是已经足够了，对你我来说已经是足够了。Now
verse 9 says, but Titus, remember this, avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because they are unprofitable and useless.
依然第九节呢，使徒保罗说提多啊，要远避无知的辩论和家谱的空谈以及纷争，并因律法而起的争竞，因为这些都是虚妄无益的。So
there are all kinds of things we could talk about.
所以我们可以谈论很多事情。We
could talk about foolish controversies. All kinds of people. What about this? What about that? If you read the newspaper or read the news, you'll find that there's all kinds of discussion going on.
也是因为呢，我们呢这个世界呢，我们可以谈论很多东西，无知的东西。你可以谈论这，你可以谈论那。如果你去读报纸呢，你可以知道那个报纸上谈论的这个那个很多的不同的东西。What
is the most commonly reported on controversy in the world today?
现在在那个当今世界报道的最多的纷争是什么?
Well, it's COVID-19, isn't it?
所以是那个新冠病毒，是不是?
Have you ever seen an article in the press, in the media on COVID-19?
所以你在那个媒体上或者在报纸上看到一篇文章谈论新冠病毒的吗?
If you subscribed to a lot of press, you could spend all day, every day reading reports on COVID-19.
所以呢，如果你买了很多报纸或者有很多媒体，你会在每一个媒体、每一个报纸上都能读到关于新冠病毒的。
Does anybody know how to solve the problem?
有人知道怎么解决这个新冠病毒的问题吗?
No.
没有.
Does anybody bold enough to tell you how to solve the problem?
有人肯那个大胆的告诉你怎么样解决这个问题吗?
Sure. They'll tell you you must wear a mask. They'll tell you you must not wear a mask. They'll tell you you've got to be vaccinated. They'll tell you you don't need to be vaccinated. They'll tell you anything and everything, and you could spend your entire life caught up in that one controversy. No solution.
所以说呢，他们会告诉你戴口罩。有些人是告诉你不要戴口罩，有些人说呢你要打疫苗，有些人呢说你不要打疫苗。 所以呢，你可以，如果你愿意去读的话，你可以穷尽你的一生，每天在读这些相反的这些对立的观点，但是呢，没有一样是解决问题的。First
time I started understanding COVID-19, there was a report that simply said the mask won't do any good, but you should wear it anyway. But we know it won't do any good because the virus can go right through it.
所以呢，我读到一篇文章呢，说呢，你其实呢，你戴口罩没什么用，但是呢， 我还是建议你戴口罩。你戴了口罩以后呢，实际上病毒还是可以通过口罩进到你里面。
People have been fighting about that for the last year and a half.
所以呢，在前面的一年半里，人们一直在为这件事争论。
Or you could tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's true. You don't need to have to fight about it. It's true and it's profitable. Our message is not about COVID. Our message is not about all the other problems. Our message is about Jesus because it's profitable and the others are not profitable.
实际上呢，就是说呢，你可以去跟别人传讲主耶稣基督，因为这是真的，这是有意义的。我们传递的信息并不是说是怎样去应对新冠病毒，怎样应对世界上其他的问题。我们传讲的就是，主耶稣基督只有这个是有益处的，其他的东西都是无益的。
We could have lots of arguments and quarrels about the law, but they're not going to help us. But if we talk about Jesus Christ, who died to save us and is coming back to take us to be with him, that's profitable.
所以呢，我们可能因律法而引起争竞，但是我们呢，可以去跟人家谈说呢，主耶稣基督为我们而死而拯救了我们，他会再来把我们带到天堂去。这个是对大家都有益处的。
Now Paul says to Titus, not everybody is going to agree with you.
所以呢，使徒保罗跟提多说，提多啊，不是每个人都会认同你。
And therefore, verse 10, warn a divisive person once, and then warn him a second time.And after that, don't have anything to do with him.
所以这个时候呢，使徒保罗就跟提多说，如果有这样的人呢，你就警戒过一次两次，然后他如果不听你的，你就要弃绝他。
It is a terrible thing to be a divisive person.
所以呢，是一件很可怕的事，如果你是被人气绝。
A divisive person is one who says, I know what the Bible says, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to teach that.
所以传异端的人呢，他是这样一个人，他说我知道圣经是怎么说的，但是呢，我要教导你这，教导你那。
And disobedience to the law of God is not optional.
所以实际上呢，不顺服那个神的命令不是一个选项。
You warn him once, you warn him twice, then you don't have anything to do with him.
你警告他一次，警告他两次，然后就不要理他了。
So it's interesting, you get at the beginning of our discussions today, it says, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient.
这个呢，很有趣的是，我们今天刚开始的时候呢，你是讲的要顺服做官的掌权的，遵他们的命令。
And now at the end, you get the same principle. These people say, we won't be obedient.
所以呢，你到后面的快结束的时候，你又得到了一个同样的规律，说我们不顺服他。
Paul says, now Titus, don't have anything to do with those people. They've decided they won't be obedient. You don't spend time with them.
使徒保罗跟提多说呢，如果这些人他不顺服，他不去做别的事，他传异端，你就不要理他。
All right, verse 11. You may be sure that such a man is warped and sinful. He is self-condemned.
第十一节继续说，因为知道这等人已经被盗，犯了罪，自己明知不是，还是去做。
When the Bible says yes, and somebody says no, three things we know about him. Number one, he is warped.
所以呢，实际上呢，那个如果圣经是这么说的，但是有些人说呢，说不，那么我们知道在他身上有三件事，他已经被盗了。Now,
Roy, does everybody know what the word warped means?
I'm not sure. I didn't know what's a warp mean.
All right, that's why I'm asking. Warp. Yeah. I used to work for a forest products company.
他曾经为一个专门管理森林的一个公司工作。
And we used to sell 2x4s, a long stick of wood, 2 inches wide, 4 inches wide, a 2x4, just a stud, a piece of lumber, 2x4.
他们通常呢，就是去卖一个木条。这个木条呢是两英寸宽、两英寸厚、四英寸高这样的一块木头。And
the 2x4 is supposed to be straight.
所以这个呢，二乘四的呢应该是很直的。But
sometimes when it dries, it twists. When it dries.
所以有时候呢，那个木材干了以后呢，它会像这拧起来了。And
you can't do anything with it because it's straight at one end, but it's twisted at the other end.
所以呢，这个事儿你已经没有办法了。它在这端呢，它已经扭着了；那一端呢，它却是直的。And
we used to try to sell them. Nobody would buy them because they were warped. They were twisted. Nobody wanted them.
所以呢，我们通常呢想去卖这样的东西，但是没人想买，因为它已经拧巴了，是这样。Now,
we talk in English about people who don't think straight.
所以在英语里，我们讲那些思想呢，他不直接去思考的那样的人。
They are warped or they are twisted in their thinking.
所以他们的思维呢，是像中国人说拧巴的，就是不好说话那种。And
the man or woman who says no to the truth of the Bible is warped in his thinking. He doesn't think straight.
所以呢，实际上呢，那些。 对圣经说不的人，实际上他们的思想已经扭曲了，他们不能用正确的方法去思考。He
doesn't think straight because he's sinful.
因为他不能正确的思考呢，是因为他是有罪的。He
doesn't believe what the Bible says because he doesn't want to do what God says.
他不相信圣经上的话呢，是因为他不想去。
And consequently, he is self-condemned.
结果呢，是他自己定罪。That
means the more he talks, the more he condemns himself.
这个意思是呢，他讲的越多，他给自己定的罪越多。If
a man says, I refuse to do the work of God, I refuse to believe what God said. He is self-condemned.
所以呢，一个人说呢，他不相信神，他不相信神所说的话，他就定了自己的罪。Now
the Lord Jesus says the same thing in John chapter 3. If you've got a Bible, just turn to John chapter 3, verse 36.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第三章里，第三十六节讲到了同样的事。如果你有圣经，就翻到约翰福音三章三十六节。John
3:36. Whoever believes in the Son of God has eternal life. That's the message God gave to Nicodemus.
第36节说呢, 信子的人有永生, 这就是神给尼可底母的信息。
But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
你不信子的人呢, 得不着永生, 神的震怒却住在他身上。
You either believe it or you don't believe it. If you believe it, you have eternal life. If you don't, you have nothing but the wrath of God.
所以呢，你或者信或者不信。 如果你信呢，你就是永生；如果你不信，除了神的震怒外，你什么都没有。
The same logic is in verse 18.
所以在第18节里有同样的逻辑。
It says, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already. He is self-condemned. Because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
第十八节说呢，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人呢，罪已经定了，这是他自己定自己的罪。为什么呢？因为他不信神独生子的名。
So disbelieving in God, disregarding the Bible, is self-condemnation.
所以呢，不信神的话，就是不去罔顾圣经的话呢，就是自己给自己定了罪。
On Judgment Day, God says, "Did you believe in Jesus?"
在审判日，神说：“你信主耶稣基督吗？”
And a man says, "No."
一个人说没有。
That's the end of the discussion.
这个谈话就结束了。
The mere fact that you say, I don't believe Jesus, is all the condemnation you need.
所以呢，他所被定罪的呢，就是唯一的证据呢，就是他不信主耶稣。
Imagine the man looking Jesus square in the eye and saying, the problem with you, Jesus, is I don't believe you. You're not the kind of person I could believe.
所以呢，你去想象一下，那些人呢，他用一个挑剔的眼光看着主耶稣基督说：“我不会相信你，您不是那种我要相信的人。” Norma
and I had a friend who was a medical doctor.
所以Norma跟他呢，有一个共同的朋友，是一个医生。
We got to know him when we were on vacation one year, and we used to hold Sunday school on his porch because he had a big porch where we were staying at the beach.
实际上呢，有一次呢，我们去度假，度假的时候呢，我们和这个医生就在一起，但是我们在沙滩上呢，跟他待在一个很大的一个东西上面，这个东西很大。
So he told this story once. I don't know if it's true, but he told it.
所以呢，他告诉我们一个故事。我们知道这故事是不是真的，但是他告诉我们。He
had a patient, a woman, who came to him and said, Doctor, I have sore feet. Can you help my sore feet?
所以呢，有一天呢，一个女病人来找他说，医生呢。 我的那个脚肿了，你可不可以帮我治一下？
He listened to the problem and he said, this is what you must do. You must soak your feet in warm water and a little bit of whatever. You soak your feet. You do that 10 minutes a day for the next 2 weeks and you'll be healed.
他跟那个女病人说呢，你就用热水泡脚。 每天呢，就泡10分钟，然后呢，后面几个星期你一直泡，每天都泡，这样你就会好了。She
came back to him several weeks later, and she said, Doctor, I still have a problem with my feet.
那几个星期以后呢，那个女病人又回来，她说，医生呢，我的脚一点都没好。
He said to her, well, did you soak your feet for 10 minutes every day for 2 weeks?
他说，你把你的脚每天泡10分钟，连续2个星期泡，你做了吗？
And she said, no.
他说没有。
And he said, well, I've got another suggestion for you.
他说呢，this,
you go home and soak your head every day for the next 2 weeks.
他说呢，我给你另外提个建议，你每天呢，你回去，泡，把你的头泡在水里，泡2个星期。
Okay, now he was very blunt, but he said, lady, if you want to be cured, you've got to do the medicine.
所以呢，这个医生呢，他就是说话很大的，他就跟他说呢，那个女士啊，你要想你的病治好，你得按照医生说的去做。
That's what Paul is saying to the Cretans. Titus, you speak to them, you tell them the truth. And if they won't listen, then the problem is theirs. They are warped. They are sinful and don't have anything to do with them.
一直都把他跟提多说呢，提多啊，你去告诉他们神的，告诉克里特人他们神的真理。如果他们不听的话，那这个就是他们的问题。 实际上呢，他们就自己定自己的罪，他们就是被盗的，他们就是那个有罪的。Oh,
the question that we were dealing with this morning in our second meeting, and that we've been dealing with this evening or this afternoon is the truth of God optional?
因为我们在前面那一节里，节课里。 谈到的问题，然后呢，跟下午谈的问题，圣父神他是一个选项吗？
So the question is, what does the word optional mean?
所以呢，问题就是，那个选项是什么意思？
So Roy, can you explain in really good Chinese what the word optional means?
所以呢，那个，他说的这个 optional 的英文里呢，就不是强迫的、强制的，你可以选择，你可以不选。Yeah，so
sometimes people say, if you've got a problem, you could eat this or you could eat that, and it might help. That would be optional. It might help.
所以有些人说呢，如果你有问题的话，你可以吃这或者吃那。实际上呢，这就说你可以有选择、有选项，你可以吃这个，你可以吃那个，就是有可能对你有帮助。But
the truth of God is not optional.
所以呢，神的真理呢，它不是一个选项。John
3:18, he who believes in the Son has life.
所以那个，约翰福音3:18节说呢，信子的人有永生。He
who does not believe on the Son does not have life.
不信子的人呢，就没有生命。Okay,
you can't have it both ways. It's one or the other.
所以你不可能两样同时有，你或者是。
The truth of God is not optional.
所以神的真理呢，不是一个选项。If
you want the blessings of God after you become a Christian, you live your life God's way, and He will bless you. And if you don't, then you won't get the blessing. The truth of God is not optional.
所以呢，你如果想要神的赐福在你的永生里，那你就选择信主；如果你不想要呢，你就不选择不信主。所以这个神的真理呢，它不是说你可以选的。All
right, so those are our messages from today. We will carry on next week at verse 12. We'll finish off Titus. We'll probably go on and study Philemon next. It's a nice little story, and we can learn a lot from it. Okay, any last question before we close off today?
在今天结束之前呢, 有没有人有问题?
Okay,
so actually, Linda's question is about Titus chapter 3, verse 1.
Yes.
This one is to be subject to rulers and
authorities.
Yeah, to be obedient. She said if that authorities or rulers tell us to do something bad, so that means we don't have to obey them. So because that in the last part of the verse is to be ready to do whatever is good.
Yes. So you remember the story of Peter in Acts chapter 4, I think it is. And the authorities said to Peter, you may go, but you must not talk about Jesus anymore.
所以大家呢，Mina的理解是对的。如果说是你记得彼得前说的，记得是第四章，那个官长的时候放他走，你可以走，但是走了以后呢，你不可以传讲主耶稣基督。
And so Peter said to him, well, here's the problem. Jesus told us, God told us that we must talk about Jesus. You're saying we must not talk about Jesus. So Peter puts the question to him and says, you decide, is it better for us to listen to you or listen to God? Then he says, we are going to listen to God.
现在这个问题呢，彼得就反问过去，他说呢，神要我们必须去传讲主耶稣基督，你不让我们出去传讲主耶稣基督，所以现在的问题是呢，我们听人的，我们不听你的。So
yes, Linda, there are times when we must listen to God. Sorry, we must, that's right, must listen to God rather than man, but usually we must obey man.
所以呢，Linda呢，她说你这个想法是对的，就是有时候呢，我们必须听神的，但是呢，有时候呢，我们也要听人的。All
right, that's a very quick answer. Let's have a word of prayer. And the Lord will bless us.
这是一个很简单的答案，让我们的祷告神会帮助我们。
Lord, we thank you again for the Bible.
主啊，我们再次为圣经献上感恩。
We thank you that the Bible is a book of clarity.
我们非常感恩，圣经里是讲得非常清楚的。And
it separates between what is right and what is wrong.
所以他真的把那个对和错给分开了。It
separates between truth and error, and it tells us that we must obey the truth.
所以呢，也告诉我们真理和那些谎言。所以呢，告诉我们，我们必须相信真理。Lord,
may we be humble and obey the truth, we pray.
所以主啊，希望我们能够谦卑，我们去顺服真理，我们祷告。Now
we give thanks for your goodness to us and pray the blessing of God upon us in all things.
所以呢，我们向您的良善献上感恩，也祷告神的所有的赐福都在我们身上。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们向上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you all today.